For many, this summer has been about getting back to pre-pandemic life with activities like cookouts and vacations, but it's not that simple for those with compromised immune systems, and the region's low vaccination rates aren't helping them either. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
The day that Kate Sherrod got vaccinated against COVID-19 was an emotional one.
Because it was my first time around strangers in like a year.
Sherrod is immunocompromised, which limits her ability to fight off infections. So she was stuck at home during the first year of the pandemic. It also meant she was in one of the early priority groups for the vaccine. And after the first shot in March, Sherrod let herself imagine some of the things she'd do once she hit full immunity.
And I had been looking forward to going to the symphony. There's a great record store here in town that I've never been to. You know, there's an Expedition League baseball team here. I mean, all sorts of things.
Sherrod lives in Casper, Wyoming. And when she started to reemerge after her second shot, it wasn't as safe as she had hoped.
I noticed that even before vaccinations were available to the general public, I was seeing people that were acting like it was all over.
She saw very few people wearing masks, and only about 33% of her community have gotten vaccinated, which means Sherrod can't depend on herd immunity for protection.
It's infuriating because there are perfectly ordinary things I could be doing safely still if other people were even remotely considerate.
With a few exceptions, a lot of the region's vaccination rates hover around 40%. That makes life difficult for people with an autoimmune disease, like Sherrod. The drugs she takes for it mean that her immune system may not do its job when it encounters the vaccine. Evan Crump is a pharmacist in Laramie.
The way, you know, a traditional vaccine works, it has a little bit of that disease and it goes into the body, and so a healthy immune system sees that foreign object and starts to build antibodies towards them to fight that off to protect our body.
It's a little different with mRNA vaccines like the Moderna or Pfizer. Crump says here's one way to think about it.
They kind of, instead of bringing a bit of the disease in, they bring in a picture of what the immune system needs to watch out for. The body learns that and then starts to make antibodies.
But if your immune system isn't working properly, you may not develop those antibodies. This is potentially the case for at least 10 million Americans who have a compromised immune system, like people with organ transplants, cancer patients, and those living with HIV.
There's so many other, you know, disease states out there where maybe they get some response, but they're not getting full response from the COVID vaccine, and they're so vulnerable.
According to AARP, most doctors treating patients with these conditions are still recommending they get a coronavirus vaccine, since some protection is better than none. Mei Chu is with the Colorado School of Public Health. She says after getting vaccinated, that part of the population may want to take other precautions, like staying home and masking up when you leave. As for those with healthy immune systems, Chu says they can help too by getting vaccinated.
We have personal responsibility to make sure they're safe.
Kate Sherrod would like to see more of her community get vaccinated, but she's not counting on it.
There's a lot of people out there like me. This question is hanging over our heads. You know, did the vaccine help or was it a false hope? And we're not going to know until some research is done.
Currently, researchers at Johns Hopkins Medicine and NYU Langone Health are studying the vaccine responses of patients with suppressed immune systems. That could give someone like Sherrod better answers. In the meantime, she's finding ways to soak up summer while staying safe, like picnics on Casper Mountain with her sister and tending to her vegetable garden. She's even managed to make it to a baseball game.
Because that's outdoors and the stadium is way bigger than the crowds.
Which makes it easier to sit back and enjoy the game. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.